America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Our viewers looking at the numbers here, I mean, Hillary Clinton way out in front in Florida, Donald Trump as well. And again, early voting polls still open in the panhandle.
Yeah, I mean, it is beginning to seem like it's going to be a Trump-Clinton race. And I have to say, we're seeing the two sides of the sword here. Marco Rubio loses Florida and he loses credibility. And John Kasich wins Ohio, but still people think, well, that gives him credibility. He is the governor of Ohio, for heaven's sakes. I mean, you've got to be able to get beyond your own.
Does it concern you, though? I mean, to Paul's point, if Kasich does, in fact, win Ohio, then the chances of there being some sort of a brokered convention, some sort of a deal?
Frankly, I think there are people scheming as we speak to try and arrange that. I really do think that. Whether or not they will succeed is a whole other story. There would be such an incredible backlash if the perception was afoot that they were in any way monkeying with this and succeeding.
Because already, yeah. I mean, we've talked about this before, but we see it in the polls already. Among voters, there's huge dissatisfaction, distrust of their own party leaders.
You know, one of the things I learned when I was home in Pennsylvania this weekend, the Harrisburg Patriot News, for which, full disclosure, I write a monthly column, but on their front page was a story that 46,000 Democrats had registered to vote in the Republican primary in April. And the comment was, obviously, that there's something going on here, and I have seen a few Trump people say that's why they're doing it.
We have another key race alert from Wolf.
All right, let's do another key race alert right now. We're getting more numbers from the state of Florida.
Of course, we're hearing, you know, comments from Jeffrey Lord, who's been on with us many times. And, of course, we'll have him back with us as well. But, you know, this was last night as things were unfolding, you know, for Super Tuesday. And, you know, I think after all is said and done, really no big surprises here. I mean, Trump ran away with it. Clinton, you know, squashed Bernie Sanders at every move. I mean, the closest he got to her, well, Chicago, well, Illinois and Missouri, but pretty much it was a runaway for Clinton, so she scored big, so that on top of her superdelegates. And you talk about things being rigged. I mean, the superdelegates are things that, you know, I think many Democrats are trying to wonder, going, wait a minute, how does she get these, you know, these pre-arranged superdelegates? So Bernie's already going in not having a very fair chance to win. And so the kids haven't quite done the math yet. And, you know, I'm sure they're going to be a little disenchanted with the way things, you know, work out there. But, you know, really, I think it's a fait accompli as far as Bernie is concerned. What do you say?
The only thing that taking away the superdelegates does is it shortens her lead. Oh, but she's still won more delegates than him. She's, you know, even without superdelegates, it's 1,094 to 774. And that doesn't, I know the Bernie campaign thinks that they're, now that they're out of the South, they can start gaining ground, but I think it's going to be a tough go for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right. I think, I don't see how the math can add up. You know, you and I talked about this before. What it really comes down to more than anything else is, can he have some influence? What kind of influence can he have in the process? He's already taken some, some credit for moving, you know, the secretary a little bit more to the left as opposed to center.
I was just going to say, have you heard any of Hillary's speeches? They sound an awful lot like Bernie's speeches.
Yeah, so more and more. And then Donald Trump, of course, Florida, North Carolina, Illinois, Missouri, Kasich lives for another day, but you wonder. But like you say, things are from the pundit side. You know, this whole brokered convention, contested convention type of thing. I think it just is just something for them to, you know, talk about. But hey, the Republican tent is spreading, and interestingly enough, it is spreading with Democrats. You know, look at the numbers and how many more people are voting for Republicans. How many less are voting, you know, feel disenfranchised from the Democratic Party. Well, the conversation will continue. Thanks for joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email. We love to hear from you. It comes to me direct, bill@billmartinezlive.com. It is time. Yes, March 16th, we do this just like religion. You know, Bruce and I get together. Bruce Kaufman, I'm talking about. Award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Work has appeared in magazines, newspapers nationwide, regularly lectures on a number of historic topics. And Bruce, every time people say that, every time Bruce Kaufman comes on, I have to bring, you know, a number two type Ticonderoga pencil and a note paper because I got to take notes when he's talking. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. By the way, happy birthday to you and happy birthday to our Mike, and I think yours as well.
Yes, number fourth president. Yes, exactly.
Mr. James Madison.
Exactly. Yeah, it is a celebrated day, and you know, and that's why I say we have to come together no matter what. You and I, even in our later years, if we have to do it at a pub somewhere, Bruce, you know, you and I, March 16th, and James Madison, there's going to be three shots right there for us, you know?
Absolutely, Bill. You bet. I will be there anytime.
Okay. Well, let's talk. I want to talk about, you know, the temperament of the current, you know, campaigns that are going on both sides. But before we do, let's take a real quick look at last night. Really no big surprises. I think some people were hopeful. But hope did not answer. The only hope that was answered was maybe John Kasich.
Yeah, and no big surprises. You're right, Bill. The fact that Kasich won makes it a little bit. It's a bump in the road for Donald Trump to get the Republican nomination. It's a bump in the road. It is not a major pothole. But I think it's quite possible. I think there's about 45% of the. I think there's 45% of the delegates still to be. One, and so if Trump goes to the convention a couple hundred delegates short, that may be because Kasich won Ohio. Then the question is, what happens? Mm-hmm. Do we have a brokered convention? He doesn't win on the first ballot. What happens next? Mm-hmm. And I doubt very much. I have a feeling that Donald Trump is going to be the nominee because even if he's 200 or so delegates short, I don't see his followers agreeing to some other brokered candidate other than Donald Trump. I just don't
exactly
see it happening.
No, I think that's clear. And not that passion should drive everything, but it sure drives a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And that's where we are. I mean, I was thinking about this because you and I have had this conversation, and I can't, you know, George Will put it really well the other day. He said, you can't reason someone out of a position that they didn't get reasoned into that position. And the fact of the matter is that Trump is appealing to people who are angry because most, I mean, you look at it, it's so many blue collar workers that are going for Trump, and they're angry about either losing their jobs or they're worried about losing their jobs, or they're angry that there's been such wage stagnation over the last 8 or so years in their jobs, and they think Trump is the guy who is going to change that for them. I don't think so, but that's what they're thinking.
Well, the biggest thing that I hear, Bruce, maybe you do the same thing, is that people like the idea that here's somebody who's got all the money, he's not beholden to anybody, he's not having to sell out to any kind of special interest, and for the first time, I think in the modern era, we have somebody who has enough independence that it's like, okay, hey, do we give this guy a shot? He's not the most refined presidential candidate you could come up with, But we like the idea that he's not beholden.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like that idea at all, Bill, because the constitutional structure that Mr. Madison put in place, you are beholden.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you mean when you say he's not beholden to special interest groups or like that, but my worry with Trump is that he's got the mindset as he walks into the White House that I'm not beholden to anybody. That's not how our government was set up. You are beholden. You have certain responsibilities. You have certain you have to negotiate. There's a separation of powers, checks and balances, a system that Mr. Madison put into our government that says that when you get into the White House, you're just one of three branches of the government. You're the head of the executive branch, but there's the legislative and the judicial branch, and you're beholden to them in the sense that you have to compromise with them to get things done. And I'm not sure that Mr. Trump understands that. I don't think he has that mindset.
Well, if he doesn't understand it, he will soon, in much the same way that Arnold Schwarzenegger got a quick lesson in California. He thought with his business acumen and everything, he could just go in, turn the tables upside down, and straighten California up overnight. But then he realized, lickety-split, that everything had been so mandated and well-defined that he had to be very selective with the battles that he wanted to choose because he didn't have a fair shot because everything was so well-ingrained already into the bureaucracy.
Yeah, and that may be the case with Donald Trump. I hope that he gets a reality check very quickly. But again, and you and I have talked about this, the problem today is that the executive branch is taking over, and this was Mr. Madison's, Trump is going to be Mr. Madison's nightmare. The executive branch under Barack Obama for the last eight years has ignored Congress. Obama
right.
keeps issuing executive orders, et cetera, et cetera. He does these end runs around Congress. Okay. I think Trump is going to make Obama look like a piker in terms of ignoring Congress whenever he can because he has that mindset that I'm not beholden to anybody. Maybe it worked in California for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Maybe it'll work here. But if it does work, there's going to be a great deal of fighting among the two branches of government, the legislative and the executive branch. Hopefully Congress will resist him, but that's going to result in a lot of gridlock. And as you and I know, gridlock really angers the country right now.
Well, and that's, yeah, exactly. And that's what is the heart of all this. So Mr. Trump, as someone who is a businessman who understands and is driven by production at the end of the day, that there has to be an end result for the effort. This is, what makes it so incongruous sometimes for people like Mr. Trump and the rest of us to, look at the way our government operates. And we understand, it's due process and these sort of things. But somewhere, something's got to be moving. And we've got a lot of problems here in River City, and they have to be addressed. And it's like, okay, like Newt Gingrich in our conversation with Newt, where's the low-hanging fruit? What can he affect, immediately within his first 100 days of office to be able to demonstrate to we the people that he's got the goods and that our vote was well cast?
Yeah, I mean, your guess is as good as mine as to how well that's going to work out. But I just worry, again, that the man is walking into the White House thinking that every time he says something that everybody's going to jump and they're going to do it, and that's not how Congress works. Again,
yeah.
Mr. Madison's separation of powers, the legislative branch. Actually, when Madison and the founders went to the Constitutional Convention to create the Constitution and they set up these three branches of government, they saw the legislative branch as the dominant branch. Okay, because they're the branch that makes the laws. One of the reasons that Madison separated the legislative branch into a House and a Senate is because he wanted a further division of power in what he thought would be the most important branch and therefore potentially the most dangerous branch, the legislative branch. He thought that the legislative branch was going to try to encroach upon the executive branch. It's turned out to be the exact opposite.
Well, and no doubt about it that, as you would say, that you've got the proverbial rolling in your grave kind of, imagination going on right now when it comes to Madison with, the current state of affairs. Our conversation with the one and only Bruce Kaufman continues. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's 14 minutes after the top of the hour.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Mommy! I'm coming! coming.
Unfortunately, the tests confirm that she's very ill. There is currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
Like a small boat.
This Easter.
On the ocean.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You think it's easy being him?
Everything can be fixed if you're willing to pay for it.
So, who's gonna be our super high roller?
Bill Martinez live. Who else?
In that kind of mood, hey, it's my birthday, why not? Hey, welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Marco Rubio shut it down last night, suspended his campaign. And big difference, Bruce, between just saying, hey, we're walking away from it and suspending it. Suspending it still kind of keeps you in the game without being in the game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and if any of you or your listeners saw Paul Ryan's interview, Paul Ryan hasn't ruled out being a candidate for president of the United States either. I mean, going into the Republican, the GOP convention, it's really, I think, you and I both think that Trump is going to end up with a nomination, but a lot of things can happen. There could be a third-party candidate. There could be a brokered convention. We just don't know.
Well, Bruce, you and I talked about this early on, and that is the possibility of somebody, you know, winning the vote with, numbers like in the 30% range, you know. It's pretty crazy. It's just the kind of numbers, because they're just not the dominant forces. And then, you know, heaven only knows what's going to happen with, Ed Pizzulli said earlier this morning to me. He said, Bill, things could change if Hillary doesn't win the FBI primary.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Although I'm now beginning to think that she's somehow going to skate this like she skates everything else. The interesting thing, though, Bill, is that if Trump is the GOP nominee and Hillary is the Democratic nominee, we're talking about, if you look at the polls, we're talking about the two of the most unpopular people ever to be presidential candidates of the two major parties in our history. Mm. Their poll numbers in terms of their trustworthiness, do we like them as people, do we trust them, all of them are terrible.
Yes.
Hillary's are a little bit better than Trump's, which is why I think at the end of the day she will probably defeat him if they're both the candidates, and she does avoid being indicted by the Justice Department for the federal crimes that the FBI is investigating. But they're still, both of them are really highly unpopular candidates.
Mm. Well, the thing is that concerns me, Bruce, is I just see that the people, particularly on from the right, are greatly underestimating Hillary Clinton. I mean, they talk about her like, you know, she shouldn't even be part of it. Going, wait a minute, look at the numbers that she's running away with delegates and what she's doing and how the people still. I mean, you talk about passions and you talk about two populists here. I mean, it's like, wow, it is amazing to me. And she can make statements like nobody died in Libya. We didn't lose one person in Libya, and they call it a gaffe. It's like, what? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, and she can say that she never sent anything that was, you know, and of course she parses her words so perfectly, to allow for, you know, some sort of escape lane and plausible deniability. But anyway, we can go on and on, but I want to go back to what we were talking earlier, and that is that Trump is Madison's worst nightmare. And Bruce, you're touching on something here, because I see a trajectory, like what you've pointed out, of where we could be moving in this situation, and we're aghast at how empirical one Barack Obama has become. Does this set it up, especially with the ego and the mindset of one Donald Trump, to where, like you say, Barack Obama could be like a flea compared to what Trump could be?
Yeah. Yes, Trump is James Madison's worst nightmare. When Madison was setting up the government and the other founders, okay, one of the biggest things they were worried about was that demagogues would stir up the people's passions, so the people acted in ways that were not good for the country as a whole, majority people. This is why Madison set up what he called a necessary fence between people and power. And that necessary fence is the legislative branch of the government. Because, again, Madison and the other founders were worried the demagogues would stir the people, and if the people had direct power, okay, that they were in popular democracies in which they could force their state legislatures to do whatever they wanted, then, you know, that's not good for the minorities in our states. It's not good for the individuals. And so the legislative branch is supposed to look at what the popular majorities want, but because in the Senate we have 6-year terms, in the House we have 2-year terms, we have some immunity from the passions of the people, so they can create legislation that takes into account what the people want, but they have to make sure that it also takes into account what individuals, what minorities want, what's good for the nation as a whole.
Exactly.
And so Trump is the quintessential example of a demagogue stirring the people's passions. Trump is the reason why James Madison and the founders created this representative democracy in which the people's passions stirred up by demagogues were tempered by the legislative branch. And so, yeah, we've got it. And so here we have the quintessential example who may be the next president of our United States.
Well, this is like 1968 deja vu one more time, isn't it, Bruce? I mean, the way we're looking at it?
Yeah, in many ways it absolutely is. And one of my worries, Bill, actually, is that, you know, all of these people who are getting angry at Trump, okay, because of his divisiveness, because of his hateful rhetoric and all of that, I think that they're feeding into Trump. Because when Nixon became president, he appealed to the silent majority, those majorities who were looking at all those kids in Chicago and whatever, disrupting the Democratic National Convention and fighting with the police and all of that. And the silent majority is going, law and order, that's what we need in this country. And we need a strong man. And that was Nixon. Now, Nixon is no way as threatening to me as Trump is, but it's the same kind of thing that's going on today. I worry that these people who are that are causing these demonstrations at Trump's rallies and whatever, they're feeding right into him.
Exactly. And then what are you going to do? You know, now that you've created this, how do you tamp this down?
I don't know. I don't know how we stop Donald Trump from becoming the Republican nominee, Bill. I do think, however, that Hillary will defeat him in the general election. So then now we've got, you know, the lesser of two really bad evils, in my opinion.
Boy, I'll tell you, we're heaven help us. I mean, because you look at what we're looking at. We're looking at least, certainly one Supreme Court justice, if not two, possibly three, depending if this goes into an 8-year situation, and more of the same, and you're talking a doubling down of Barack Obama policies. Oh gosh!
And also, Bill, and you just mentioned the key Supreme Court justices. Whenever I look at who I'm going to vote for president, one of my top priorities is what kind of justices are they going to put on the Supreme Court? Because again, presidents come and go, 4 years, 8 years. The policies they put in place come and go. They are repealed or changed by their successor. Legislation comes and go. You can repeal or amend legislation, the laws. But the Supreme Court justices are there for the duration of their lives unless they're impeached, which has never happened.
Exactly.
So we're about to find out who President Obama is going to now appoint to take the place of Scalia. But for all of your listeners, when they're thinking about who to vote for president, have them think, please, about what kind of Supreme Court justices that president is going to put on the court, because those justices are going to be around making policy long after the presidents who appoint them are gone.
Well, Bruce, you and I have discussed this before, relevant to Donald Trump and building some bridges of reason into his campaign. And I don't know if there's many of these bridges that are being established, if he's just so strong ego-wise that he just cannot accept the input of people that can offer some balance in this administration. Because, you know, no doubt, I think that they've been greatly underestimating one Hillary Clinton, and the numbers have consistently shown that Donald Trump does not do well against Hillary. And yeah, you know, we could find ourselves again in that situation, like in the the second campaign for one Barack Obama. We all thought it's impossible. There's no way this guy could win. With the economy being what it is, all this stuff that's going on, and added mystery and everything on and on. Forget about vetting him and all that. But it's just, you know, we've got enough evidence. He's been vetted just by reality and by the facts of life. Obamacare, all the lies and everything. There's no way he can get reelected. And what happens? He gets reelected.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's the other thing. Donald Trump can't beat Hillary unless he unites his party, unless he reaches out to all the people that he has angered between now and the general election. I don't see Trump being temperamentally capable of that.
Well, the VP could go a long way, and we'll have to see, who he would choose for his right-hand man. And certainly, as long as he doesn't do anything as silly as Ross Perot did, we might have a shot at it. What do you think, Bruce?
I don't know. I think Hillary wins. And again, Bill, that's the lesser of two evils.
Wow. Bruce, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker Bruce Kaufman on Bill Martinez Live. Bruce, where can they go for more information? We got about 10 seconds.
You can go to my website, historylessons.net. One word, plural, historylessons.net.
And get all the information you need. Thank you.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now. Well, it's time for us to do something.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like us, fresh every day. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, Bill Martinez Live is where you want to go. We've got Dr. Louise Sanger with us right now. She has successfully conducted hundreds of family interventions throughout the United States. The professor, clinician, trainer, and lecturer is the author of a new book, Falling Up, a Memoir of Renewal, and she knows from which she speaks. This is one of those books that... What did it take, a year and a lifetime to write, Dr. Stanger?
That's true. It took about a year and a half and a lifetime to write. A lot of early mornings at 5 a.m.
Well, yeah, that's the way it always happens. It seems to happen very early. But, you know, the things for you is it's just a lifetime of experience and, you know, interventions, life experience, practical things that you're sharing in your book, Falling Up, a Memoir of Renewal. People go, and I'm sure when they first see the title, Falling Up, you know, I've heard of falling down, but there is a way to fall up if you're open to the alternative, isn't that right?
Yeah, there really is. And, you know, the reason I wrote the book is so many people had asked me how to write a how-to book for family, and I had written so many academic journals, but I really wanted just to have a conversation with people. Mm-hmm. And as I share in the book, life is sort of like a series. It could be somewhat like Humpty Dumpty. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes we have a series of falling downs, but unlike Humpty Dumpty, we all have the opportunity to fall up, to become the man, the woman, the husband, the wife, the partner, the brother, sister, son, daughter that we're meant to be.
Exactly.
And so I wanted to share that in a conversational tone, and I wanted someone to be able to just pick up any chapter they wanted to have as a chapter and gain meaning out of that.
Well, I like what you write. You say this book is dedicated to all you wonderful, venerable folks out there who have fought like me back to clarity out of the I can fix it bazaar.
Yes. And one of the things that I work with families all over the country whose loved ones experience mental health, substance abuse, and other kinds of process disorders. And people call me when their hearts are hurting, when their hope is gone. And they've tried just about everything, nagging, pleading, bargaining, lecturing, and they don't know what to do. And so together we can craft a solution that allows themselves, their loved one, to become the person they're meant to be, and so that they can begin to enjoy their lives and understand their goodness and detach, so to speak.
And when you get those phone calls, we're not talking a 5-minute phone call here. I mean,
not at all.
Right. I mean, this is let's start the process, right?
Yeah. When someone calls me, their heart is really hurting, and they want to share why their heart is hurting. And so, a usual first phone call is about 30 to 45 minutes long, in terms of allowing someone to express their sorrow, their hurt, their pain, and to look at ways in which together we can find a solution.
Well, in your book,
you
address the signs. Signs one is in need of help for his or her addiction. Unfold that for us, if you would.
Okay, when someone is in the midst of an addiction, obviously, you know, we know that cognitively they're neurologically impaired. Oftentimes they'll do things which are so much out of character. They might lie, they may cheat, they may end up with legal problems, they may end up with physical problems. If you're really high functioning, the last thing that ever goes is work. But relationships fall apart. You say things that you're going to do, but then you never do them. But there's, and people begin to think, what's wrong with me? On the other side, families think, what am I doing wrong? When really their loved one is in the midst of a terrible, disease or disorder.
It's really not a fair fight, is it, Dr. Stenger? I mean, because they're willing to go to areas of life that, you know, let's just assume that you're the reasonable person. The person that's the effect of the addicted behavior, they're willing to go to places that the reasonable person is not, you know, they wouldn't even consider.
That's true, and I don't think they know it. I write that addiction is the masked bandit that steals away control in the night and puts false cates of superpowers on blinders to the truth that swirls around them. In other words, nothing changes until something changes, and 97% of the time, families must change so their loved ones can get the help that's sustaining.
You know, I've often talked, you know, because they talk in terms of tough love, and I was talking with a dear friend back in California, as a matter of fact, about this issue. And I said, to me, what I have noted is tough love is more tougher on the, you know, in this case, if you're dealing with a child, tougher on the parent than the child, because the child is, they've got their parallel universe. They're doing fine. They don't understand why you're so affected and you're so wigged out about this stuff. But as adults, and we see the trajectory that our children or the addicted one is on, and it's hard for us to exercise that tough love and to feel we feel more the tough love than the person that we want to affect their behavior, right?
You're absolutely correct. Someone who's in the midst of a substance abuse or mental health disorder is going to keep doing what they're doing. And the task is to help people develop loving, compassionate boundaries. And I like to think of it as that, as opposed to just talking about tough love, because you are loving. Very, very loving in the respect that you're saying, hey, you know what? I love you and I care about you and I'm only going to support you in health and wellness. And this is what this looks like. So I'm no longer going to, you know, give you the keys to my car. I'm no longer going to pay your rent. I'm no longer going to give you a phone that really becomes not a GPS tracker, but a direct line to your drug dealer.
Exactly.
Those are loving boundaries. Very, very different. And I think that oftentimes families get confused and think they're not being loving, when in truth, by setting loving, compassionate boundaries, they are doing the ultimate act of compassion.
Well, the tough thing is that our love can be so perverted and you say, and deviated ever so slightly, because the force that we're dealing with, we don't understand.
That is so true.
Is that fair?
Because it's cunning, baffling, and deceiving. And when we are engaged with someone who has a substance abuse or mental health disorder, again, they're cognitively impaired. And so when you're speaking to them, you act as if you and I were talking together, when that's not the case at all. And so a lot of our work with families is helping them, teaching them how to talk, suggesting ways in which you might share your feelings, and setting healthy boundaries.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Sanger, in your book, Falling Up, your memoir here, you address how to soar beyond the limits of the environment that you're raised under. You know, sometimes we need to take that assessment and get an objective evaluation of the environment and what are the potentials yet to be realized in spite of the environment.
I think that everybody has those kinds of potentials. So when we think about the environment, we think about changing people, places, things, and thoughts, feelings, and actions. And sometimes we're just really lucky to come across other mentors. There was a sociologist named Andrew Billingsley, and he wrote about screens of opportunity. And if you take a look at people who are highly resilient, you'll find that there's always someone there who helps them move beyond their capabilities. There's always a village. And in my case, it might have been a director of a YMCA, a camp director, two young social work students when I was in college. But there's always someone there that screamed, because I believe in you, that you're a good person. And
well,
I think that we all have those in our lives.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Sanger, congratulations on the book. I know it's going to be a blessing to many. Falling Up, a memoir of renewal. Dr. Sanger remembers at the age of 7 losing her father. The opening lines of her memoir of renewal, Falling Up, indicate just the beginning of what has turned into a life of loss and challenge and of perseverance and accomplishment. Her book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Sanger, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate the insight.
Thanks so much. And if you want the book, you can get it on Amazon or you can come to my website.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
As Flint residents continue to face lead contamination in their drinking water, we are forced to think about what may be on our own. While it may appear clean, tap water could contain contaminants such as lead. The makers of Pure Water Filtration Systems have commissioned a study by Environmental Health and Engineering to explore the impact of our nation's aging infrastructure on drinking water. According to Dr. Ted Myatt, a microbiologist with EH&E,
it's important to think about the journey your water takes from source to glass. Once it leaves the water treatment facility, it may be recontaminated with elements like lead, mercury, or pesticides, which can't be seen or tasted. The best defense is to use a certified faucet mount water filter.
These systems are easy, affordable, and ensure your water is safe. Pure faucet water filters are NSF certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99.9% of lead at levels up to 150 parts per billion. Filters last up to 100 gallons of water and should be replaced when the filter light indicator flashes red. For more information, visit pure.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet.
To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information right there. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It is that time once again for James Hurston. Yes, the one and only New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, as always, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. How you doing, sir?
Hey, great to be with you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Boy, I'll tell you, this whole hoopla about Trump, his voters, you know, what is going on here? I mean, there's a lot of moving parts here, James.
Yeah, there are. And, you know, in reflecting on it, you know, we have a situation where we have kind of a trio of people who want to undermine the morale of the Trump supporters. And the trio of people are, of course, the left, the media, and the Republican establishment. And I think that what has happened is, this situation in Chicago was clearly caused by the left, but it was jumped upon by the establishment, by Trump's opponents, and by the media in the most absurd way, because they are essentially blaming Trump, who is the victim of these intentional disruptors who took away his free expression rights.
Exactly.
And blaming him for it based on some rhetoric that he made weeks ago. Now, this is, in military terms, what's called PSYOPs. Mm-hmm. Stands for psychological operations. Because what is happening is, this is political PSYOPs. You know, PSYOPs mm-hmm. is a military term. It talks about these psychological operations to try to disrupt, confuse, try to affect an adversary's decision-making process. In the political world, political psyops are the principles that were set forth by Saul Alinsky in his infamous book, Rules for Radicals, where he talked about, and by the way, Saul Alinsky was the ultimate community organizer, a.k.a. far left-wing, communist, socialist, whatever you want to call them. And he said the first step in community organization is community disorganization.
Exactly.
The disruption.
Exactly. He's the king of disruption. He's the disruption, disruptor, right.
Yeah. Chaos. I mean, he even wrote about using anything to disrupt. He recommended passing gas to interrupt a meeting. And he also used it, which is the technique of the left, polarize your opposition. Polarization is the stock and trade of, you know, the political left, because they always portray anybody that they're against as a bigot, which is now the big, you know, we obviously they jumped on the KKK thing, but bigotry and racism are the justification that they're using for these violent demonstrators showing up at Trump rallies.
And of course, and James, so, real quick, let me interject this at this point, is that this is what this current administration has used, and yet he goes out in that interview with the Prime Minister of Canada and says, I don't understand. I don't understand why people, you know, why we have this problem going on. It was never my intent. I always wanted to be different. Well, if he wanted to be different, why didn't he do something different? If anything, he followed Saul Alinsky's book to the T.
Yeah, and Saul Alinsky said, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. And all we've seen, yeah, from the administration has been polarization.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this thing in Chicago, which has started all this discussion, it was... At the actual demonstration, there were people yelling out, Bernie, 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 and they had professionally printed campaign placards with Bernie's name on it. They were Sanders supporters.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine if violent demonstrators who were chanting Donald, Donald, had disrupted a Hillary Clinton rally or Bernie Sanders rally? Would anyone blame Hillary Clinton for that? No.
No, of course
and
not.
But it turns out the initial organizing of this demonstration, and it's documented, it's empirical, was the far-left group, MoveOn.org. We haven't heard much of them. Mm-hmm. Well, it happens to be composed of the same people that support Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
And Chicago was a easy place for them to bring out the rent-a-mob, because they had already been on the streets over the shooting of Lachlan McDonald, and they were out there protesting Rahm Emanuel. They were already mobilized. And so what happened is one of the students at the University of Illinois Chicago Circle, the campus this was at, put a petition up on MoveOn.org. In the petition, they demanded that the school administration cancel Trump's event, because it was on a campus, a college campus, a radical college campus in a radical town.
Mm-hmm.
And MoveOn then took the reins, this organization, and they provided the money for the signs and the banners. They have extensive email lists. They sent out emails to urge members in the Chicago area to come out and join this protest. They were told to blend in with the crowd. Their game plan was to get in the rally pretending to be Trump supporters, and then as soon as he took the stage, they would jump out and agitate and disrupt. And it's important to know that MoveOn, which you mentioned the administration, MoveOn's been a functionary out there for pushing the extreme policies of the Democrat Party, the Obama administration, and it's gotten money from that left-wing billionaire and globalist agitator, George Soros, and they took credit for it. They MoveOn had a website. They took credit. They said on the website, Mr. Trump and the Republican leaders who support him and his hate-filled rhetoric, there goes the bigotry thing.
Right, of course.
Should be on notice after tonight's events. And they said, to Donald Trump and the GOP, we say, welcome to the general election. So this is, and you remember, the Clintons are notorious for this, but the Democrats start early. They start preconditioning minds early.
Mm, right.
Bill Clinton did it in both of his elections. He started with massive television campaigns, started months and months before the election, and of course, calling upon his disruption troops, and we're going to see more and more. We already have since Chicago. But the problem for these people is that, and I think what's happened is, once again, it's boomeranging, because the attempt to manipulate and undermine the morale of the Trump supporters has actually brought out more Trump supporters. What the left wants to do is use these psyops in the form of violent disruptions to muzzle people that they don't agree with. And what is actually happening is that people are seeing through it. And when Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio essentially join in with MoveOn.org and instead blame Trump, I think they only hurt themselves.
Yeah, they're missing the whole point. And shame on the mainstream media for not bringing this to light. I mean, this is standard operating procedure for the progressives. They've been doing this forever, so no big surprise. But the mainstream media is not about to point it out. But fortunately, you've got a guy like Donald Trump who has such a big megaphone that he can bring it to light. I mean, I'm surprised, frankly, the media didn't block out that that reference to the ready-made signs and MoveOn.org taking the credit and Soros now raising his head and saying, okay, now's the time for him to be relevant into the situation, because guess what? It is a target-rich environment for him and his way of playing politics here in this country.
Yeah, and we've had people who are very famous and prominent leaders call for the murder of white people, and the media doesn't even report on it.
Exactly.
And I realize that Trump is running for president. And it is unfortunate sometimes, you know, like his statement where he said, you know, I'd like to punch him in the face. That is taken out of context. It's kind of part of his stand-up act. But there's always a risk that someone will take that seriously. But that has nothing to do with leftist activists, apparatchiks, who come out there and basically with the objective to cancel and destroy a peaceful gathering, a peaceful political gathering that's part of our American political process. So I do think that the logic is just gone when I see some of these people. And I do think that what has happened is that, you know, we talk about the fracture or the crack-up. The real crack-up on the right has been the conservative media has cracked apart, and a portion of it has lost its credibility because they appear to be just basically tools of the Republican establishment. And what's happened is people are, I don't believe they're going to treat those portions of the conservative media the same anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not even stopping to consider, James, that, you know, as you say, the PSYOPs strategy here that's being used by the left. And, you know, of course, they've been in denial for so long, they just can't point out the diabolical nature of the left because it's just beyond their comprehension. They can't get their brain around it. Well, just because you can't get your brain around it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, and it's real obvious as to what's going on here.
It is, but you can see the crack-up happening. Fox News, you're like almost in a different world if you see the programming of Megyn Kelly.
Yes.
Versus the programming of Sean Hannity. Mm-hmm. It's not the same world. And you see now Breitbart's media, the big sites, are cracking apart with two
people. Even Drudge, James. People are asking what's going on with Drudge. But anyway, we've got to continue this conversation. James Hurston has been our guest, as always. Good to have you with us, James. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Thank you for being with us. James Hurston on Bill Martinez Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.